Create your own world. Perhaps the greatest discovery in human history is the power of your mind to create almost every aspect of your life. Everything you see around you in the man-made world began as a thought or an idea in the mind of a single person before it was translated into reality. Everything in your life started as a thought, a wish, a hope, or a dream, either in your mind or in the mind of someone else. Your thoughts are creative. Your thoughts form and shape your world and everything that happens to you. The great summary statement of all religions, philosophy, metaphysics, psychology, and success is this: you become what you think about most of the time. Your outer world ultimately becomes a reflection of your inner world. Your outer world of experience mirrors back to you what you think about most of the time. Whatever you think about continuously emerges in your reality. Many thousands of successful people have been asked what they think about most of the time. The most common answer given by successful people is that they think about what they want and how to get it most of the time. Unsuccessful, unhappy people think and talk about what they don't want most of the time. They talk about their problems and worries and who is to blame for their situation most of the time. But successful people keep their thoughts and conversations focused on their most intensely desired goals. They think and talk about what they want most of the time. Living without clear goals is like driving in a thick fog. No matter how powerful or well-organized or well-engineered your car, you drive slowly, hesitantly, making little progress on even the smoothest road. Deciding upon your goals clears the fog immediately and allows you to focus and channel your energies and abilities toward what you really want. Clear goals enable you to step on the accelerator of your own life and race ahead rapidly toward achieving more of what you want in life. Your ability to discipline yourself to set clear goals for yourself and then work toward them every day will do more to guarantee your success than any other single factor. You need to have goals to accomplish worthwhile things in life. You probably have heard it said that, quote, you can't hit a target that you can't see. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Or as Wayne Gretzky said, you miss every shot you don't take. The very act of taking time to decide what you really want in each area of your life can change your life completely. The 3% factor. It seems that only 3% of adults have written goals and plans, and this 3% earn more than all of the other 97% put together. Why is this? Simple answer is that if you have a clear goal and a plan to achieve it, you therefore have a track to run on every single day, instead of being sidetracked by distractions and diversions, getting lost or going astray. More and more of your time is focused in a straight line, from where you are to where you want to go. This is why people with goals accomplish so much more than people without them. The tragedy is that most people think that they already have goals, but what they really have are hopes and wishes. However, hope is not a strategy for success, and a wish has been defined as, quote, a goal with no energy behind it. Goals that are not written down and developed into plans are like bullets without powder in the cartridge. People with unwritten goals go through life shooting blanks. Because they think they already have goals, they never engage in the hard, disciplined effort of goal setting. And this is the master skill of success. Multiply your chances of success. In 2006, USA Today reported a study in which researchers selected a large number of people who had made New Year's resolutions. They divided these people into two categories, the ones who had set New Year's resolutions and written them down, and the ones who had set New Year's resolutions and had not written them down. 12 months later, they followed up on the respondents in this study, and what they found was astonishing. Of the people who had set New Year's resolutions but had not written them down, only 4% had actually followed through on their resolutions. But among the group who had written them down, 44% had followed through on them. This is a difference of more than 1100% in success, and it was achieved by the simple act of crystallizing the resolutions or goals on paper. The discipline of writing. In my experience of working with several million people over the past 25 years, the disciplined act of writing out goals, making plans for accomplishing them, and then working on these goals daily increases the likelihood of achieving your goals by 10 times or 1,000%. This does not mean that writing out your goals guarantees success, but rather it increases the probability by 10 times. These are very good odds to have working in your favor, especially when there is no cost or risk involved in putting pen to paper. Just a little time. Writing is called a psychoneuromotor activity. The act of writing forces you to think and concentrate. It forces you to choose what is more important to you and your future. As a result, when you write down a goal, you impress it into your subconscious mind, which then goes to work 24 hours a day to bring your goal to reality. Sometimes I tell my seminar audiences, only 3% of adults have written goals, and everyone else works for these people. In life, you either work to achieve your own goals or you work to achieve the goals of someone else. Which is it going to be? Success versus failure mechanisms. Your brain has both a success mechanism and a failure mechanism. The failure mechanism is the temptation to follow the undisciplined path of least resistance, to do what is fun and easy rather than what is hard and necessary. Your failure mechanism operates automatically through your life, which is the major reason why most people fail to fulfill their individual potentials. While your failure mechanism functions automatically, your success mechanism is triggered by a goal. When you decide on a goal, you override your failure mechanism, and you can change the direction of your life. You go from being a ship without a rudder, drifting with the tide, to being a ship with a rudder, a compass, and a clear goal and a clear destination, sailing in a straight direction toward your goal. The power of goals. A client of mine recently told me an interesting story. He said that he had attended one of my seminars in 1994 when I spoke about the importance of writing down goals and making plans to accomplish them. At that time, he was 35 years old, selling cars for a dealership in Nashville, earning about $50,000 a year. He told me that day changed his life. He began writing out his goals and plans and working on them daily. 12 years later, he was earning more than $1 million a year and was the president of a fast-growing company that sells services to some of the biggest companies in the country. He told me he could not imagine what his life would have looked like if he had not taken out a piece of paper and written down the goals he wanted to achieve in the years ahead. Take control of your life. One of the most important teachings of Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, was that man is a teleological organism. The Greek word teleos means goals or purpose. Aristotle concluded that all human action is purposeful in some way. You are only happy when you are doing something that is moving you towards something you want. The great questions then become, what are your goals? What purposes are you aiming at? Where do you want to end up at the end of the day? You feel happy and in control of your life only when you have a clear goal that you are working toward each day. This also means that this ability to become a lifelong goal setter is one of the most important disciplines you will ever develop. In nature, a homing pigeon is a remarkable bird. It has an uncanny instinct that enables it to fly back to its home roost no matter how far away it starts or in what direction it must go. You can take a homing pigeon out of its roost, put it in a cage, put the cage in a box, cover the box with a blanket, and put the covered box in the back of a pickup truck. You could then drive 1,000 miles in any direction, open up the truck, take out the box, take off the blanket, open up the cage, and throw the homing pigeon in the air. The homing pigeon will circle 3 times, get its bearings, and then fly straight back to its home roost. This is the only creature on earth that has this ability, except for human beings, except for you. You also have this remarkable homing ability within your own brain, but with one special difference. The homing pigeon seems to know instinctively exactly where its home roost is located. It then has the ability to fly directly back to that roost. In contrast, when human beings program a goal into their mind, they can then set out without having any idea where they will go or how they will achieve that goal. But by some miracle, they will begin to move unerringly toward that goal, and that goal will begin to move them. Because of this incredible cybernetic mechanism located deep within your mind, you will almost always achieve your goals, whatever they are. If your goal is to get home at night and watch television, you will almost certainly achieve it. If your goal is to create a wonderful life full of health, happiness, and prosperity, you will achieve that as well. Like a computer, your goal-seeking mechanism is non-judgmental. It works automatically and continuously to bring you what you want, regardless of what you program into it. Nature doesn't care about the size of your goals. If you set little goals, your automatic goal-achievement mechanism will enable you to achieve little goals. If you set large goals, this natural capacity will enable you to achieve large goals. The size, scope, and detail of the goals you choose to think about most of the time are completely up to you. Still, many people are hesitant to set goals. They say, quote, "I want to be financially independent, but I have no idea how I'm going to get there." As a result, they don't even set a financial success as a goal. But the good news is that you don't need to know how to get there. You just need to know how to be clear about what you want to accomplish. You just need to be clear about what you want to accomplish, and the goal-striving mechanism in your brain will guide you unerringly to your destination. For example, you can decide that you are going to find your ideal job in which you work for and with people you like and respect and do work that is both challenging and enjoyable. You take some time to write down an exact description of what your ideal job and workplace would look like, and then you go out into the job market and begin searching. After a series of interviews, you will often walk into the right place at the right time and find yourself in exactly the right job. Almost everyone has had this experience at one time or another. You can have it by design rather than by chance, simply by developing absolute clarity about what you really want. Why people don't set goals. Here is a good question. If the goal achievement is automatic, why do so few people have clear, written, measurable, time-bounded goals that they work toward each day? This is one of the great mysteries of life. I believe there are four reasons why people don't set goals. One, they think goals aren't important. First, people don't realize the importance of goals. If you grow up in a home where no one has goals or you socialize with a group where goals are neither discussed nor valued, you can very easily reach adulthood without knowing that your ability to set and achieve goals will have more of an effect on your life than any other skill. Look around you. How many of your friends or family members are clear and committed to their goals? Two, they don't know how. The second reason people don't have goals is because they don't know how to set them in the first place. Even worse, many people think that they already have goals. Alas, what they really have is a series of wishes or dreams, like be happy, or make a lot of money, or have a nice family life. But these are not goals. These are mere fantasies that are common to everyone. A goal, however, is something distinctly different from a wish. It is clear, written, and specific. It can be quickly and easily described to another person. You can measure it, and you know when you have achieved it or not. It is possible to earn an advanced degree at a leading university without ever receiving 1 hour of instruction on goal setting. It is almost as if people who determine the educational content of our schools and universities are completely blind to the importance of goal setting in achieving success later in life. And of course, if you never hear about goals until you are an adult, as happened to me, you will have no idea how important they are to everything you do. Three, they have a fear of failure. The third reason people don't set goals is because they fear failure. Failure hurts. It is emotionally and often financially painful and distressing. All of us have experienced failure from time to time. Each time we resolve to be more careful and avoid failure in the future. Many people then make the mistake of unconsciously sabotaging themselves by not setting any goals at which they might fail. They end up going through life functioning at far lower levels than are truly possible for them. 4, they have a fear of rejection. The fourth reason people don't set goals is because of the fear of rejection. People are afraid that if they set a goal and are not successful, others will criticize or ridicule them. This is one of the reasons why you should keep goals confidential when you begin to set goals. Don't tell anyone. Let others see what you've accomplished, but don't tell them in advance. What they don't know can't hurt you.